Thanks for starting your day with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Ted Drinkwater with your morning headlines for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. The city of Rexburg is putting on a performance titled Genesis tonight. With more, here's Kalen Wills.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This Wednesday, the Heritage Youth Symphony will present Genesis, a performance which celebrates creation and life.
The meaning of Genesis is creating something. I just thought this was such a great piece. We could open the concert with it, and then I started looking for other pieces that had something to do with creation.
That was Jennifer Barris, the founder and conductor of the Heritage Youth Symphony.
It is inspiring to see youth of this caliber with such fine-tuned talents coming and performing. And performing well. So it will be an enjoyable performance to listen to. Plus, it's just inspiring to see them on stage. They're beautiful.
The performance features a number of pieces from various composers. The Heritage Youth Symphony will also be joined by two choirs from Madison High School.
The Bel Cantos, which is a mixed choir, and then the Musettes, which is a women's choir.
The performance begins at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Tickets are $5 and are available at rexburgarts.org or at the door.
I think there's something inherently inspiring about good music. There's different kinds of music. There's entertaining music, there's destructive music, and then there's inspiring music that where if you listen to it and it's performed well, a person will leave feeling uplifted and wanting to try harder in their lives.
Again, the concert is at 7 p.m. tomorrow. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Kalen Wills.
The biennial Spring Music Festival is making its return to Jackson, Wyoming. On May 4th and 5th at the Center for the Arts will be the two-day festival for the purpose of bringing together local, regional, and national musicians for a weekend of music making and discovery. Leading up to the event, there will be open rehearsals, live instrument demonstrations, and pre-concert talks. The 2024 festival, East Meets West, celebrates the cultural sounds of China and Korea. Cathedral Voices is opening its doors for all singers to join the 2024 Spring Festival concert on stage. Gem State lawmakers are planning to vote this week on a bill that would ban the use of any public funds for gender-affirming care, including for state employees using work health insurance and for adults covered by Medicaid. If the legislation is enacted, Idaho would become at least the 10th state to ban Medicaid funding for gender-affirming care for people of all ages, according to the Advocacy and Information Organization Movement Advancement Project. The legislation already passed the House and only needs to clear the majority Republican Senate before it is sent to Governor Brad Little's desk and potentially signed into law. Governor Little has said repeatedly he does not believe public funds should be used for gender-affirming care. According to the Associated Press, opponents to the Idaho bill say it almost certainly will lead to a lawsuit in federal court, mainly due to the fact that the laws are part of an ongoing national battle over the rights of LGBTQ+ Americans. The state has already been sued multiple times over attempts to deny gender-affirming care to transgender residents and so far has not had much success defending the lawsuits. Thanks for joining me this morning. These have been your morning headlines for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app. I'm Ted Drinkwater, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.